Welcome to Better Beware. Here's your consumer watchdog from WFHB Community Radio with the latest information and helpful hints designed to keep your head out of the clouds, your feet on the ground, and your money in your pocket.
Sometimes you can predict the future. For instance, on July 3, 1776, one day before the Declaration of Independence was signed, John Adams wrote to his wife, and he said,
"This day in July will be the most memorable epoch in the history of America. I am apt to believe that it will be celebrated by succeeding generations as the great anniversary festival, with pomp and parade, with shows, games and sports, guns, bells, bonfires and illuminations, from one end of this continent to the other, from this time forward forevermore."
Well, he was right. And when a holiday rolls around, like Independence Day on Friday, you can predict that your independence is going to be challenged by scammers from all over the world. The crooks love to wrap their traps in the flag. So watch out for emails, texts, and especially posts on all kinds of social media with patriotic themes. They might be about veterans or the government or elections or just national pride, but they're really out to trick you into clicking a link that will install malware on your device and steal your identity. A lot of these fake posts are some kind of charity appeal, so, as usual, check out any charity on websites like give.org or charitynavigator.org before responding. Then there are those 4th of July sales. The fraudsters are all over this, too. If you're purchasing online, double and triple check to make sure the website is real and not a copy that looks exactly like the real one. Look for secure payment options. Make sure there's a privacy statement. Check out reviews. And always pay with a credit card, not a debit card. If you're looking forward to a holiday event, be careful where you buy tickets. Official websites or authorized sellers only, and check online to make sure the seller is legitimate and the event is really happening. As always in any of these purchases, beware of any deal that seems too good to be true, because it probably is. If you think you're getting something for nothing, you'll probably end up getting nothing for something. Finally, there's fireworks. There are lots of temporary vendors, roadside stands and such, that pop up for a few days around July 4th. Most of them are legit. It makes sense because the demand for fireworks is only once a year. But some of them have played fast and loose with people's credit cards. So for once, it's actually safer to pay cash. So be careful. Stay safe. And you can predict you'll have a happy 4th of July. I'm Richard Fish for WFHB News and Public Affairs.
Better Beware comes to you from WFHB Bloomington, Indiana. Find all our episodes at wfhb.org. If you can help put the kibosh on a con, email beware@wfhb.org. Remember, swindlers never give a sucker an even break.